today we're going to be in the ascension energies of your divine feminine wisdom. It may remind you of Kuan Yin energy. This is your evolution, your advanced evolution of energy between spirit and soul and the subconscious or inner child self. Let's step into the energy of calmness, wisdom, exceptional intuition, and acceptance of all sentient beings, including yourself and all aspects of yourself. This energy masters time and the infinite and can read the universe within a single small petal on a flower or a grain of sand. This is the same energy that allows you to master emotions and transmutation. Walking on water is the equivalent of emotional mastery. This rising within you also turns pain into gifts and wisdom. You can call it a graduate level energy work in the school of Earth. I call it the Sea of Equanimity. This tranquility modulates the feminine soul and the masculine spirit. It is able to master all bodies and maintain your sovereign space. I want you to return to this recording as frequently as you like. It's a masterful step in your evolution. So go ahead and get comfortable as we enter the Sea of Equanimity, the tranquil space of mind, intuition, and the ability to use your gifts wisely. And this includes self-healing and nourishment. Say to yourself, I rise to my highest potential, my greatest intuition, and the wisdom and mastery of my personal gifts. Take a breath. Imagine a loving energy running through the middle column of your body. Put your attention to the back of your throat and allow your belly to fill with air. Release all energies resisting your resonant connection to the universe and Earth. Breathe in, demagnetize, and release all energies not belonging to you. See yourself standing on the vibrant, alive Earth in her highest wisdom and evolution, her most beautiful state. See the clean air surround you. Any attachments to you or any energies not belonging to you can now demagnetize and clear your field immediately. This is a safe space for you to create and evolve your state of being. When we enter a non-hierarchical perspective, we do not judge our pain or overindulge it. We simply love and accept it in the frequency it is. This is a powerful transmutation process. Our wisdom easily surfaces and grace becomes the guiding principle of our life. This sea of equanimity is the spring of wisdom, healing, and energetic homeostasis. It pulls you back to center and self-modulates the energy of spirit, soul, and inner child, allowing your gifts to surface and your wisdom to be readily available to you. Imagine the tranquil colors of a blue sky or tranquil sea. Minerals from the sea and oxygen cleanse and balance you. Choose a hue of blue that brings joy to your body and calms your mind. Now allow this blue to expand in a bubble that surrounds you. It can be as large as the universe or 5 feet surrounding you. Choose the size that feels right for you today. you are encapsulated within a sea of tranquility. The energy of well-being, calm mind, and extraordinary intuition. Imagine a large, comfortable bubble surrounding you. Continue to fill your bubble with a comfortable, warm hue of turquoise light. Call in an animal guide. You may choose dolphins or a pod of dolphins, animals of the land, air, or sea. This companion can be a wise influence as you continue to strengthen the divine mind within. When your awareness activates in this state of calm ease, notice the balance between your sphere of energy and what's happening outside of you. This tranquil sea is restorative, regenerative, and rejuvenating. It's the first essential stage of self-care and nourishment. No matter what's happening on the outside of your bubble, remain calm and content within your own bubble of tranquility. With this energy of continuous flow, you can easily discern your own body's needs, and overactive thoughts are calmed when this intuitive wisdom rises within you. The beauty is you are ready to take your ascended place in the divine mind of yourself. The mind of the divine feminine is able to heal and nourish your body. Because of its true non-judgmental nature, it simply accepts and holds all parts of you in the divine love. All choices are acceptable, and it's another way to transmute, integrate, and heal. In fact, I would say it's the most powerful way because it moves you into wholeness. Go ahead and take a breath. I'd like you to go ahead and just move all types of gratitude, any way you can feel gratitude, to your heart. And I'd like you to make a sanctuary within your heart. All of us carry parts of ourselves that have been judged, suppressed, or denied. And we're the ones doing that. We may have learned it from another person, but we're actually doing it to ourselves in an unconscious pattern, or possibly conscious. So I'd like you to go ahead and invite any aspect of yourself that's ready to integrate, that may have been judged or suppressed or denied, and invite that into your heart. Make yourself a sanctuary. Invite in your animal guide, and I want you to stream the gratitude. The equanimity is balanced in your head. And you're just going to allow that aspect of yourself, that feeling of being judged or not enough or never getting enough love, whatever it is for you, allow that part to be embraced within the heart sanctuary. And I want you to love it until it releases. And when it releases, it usually feels lighter, better. And it will begin its synthesis. It will integrate and then it will synthesize as it moves into the core of your body and you become whole. This is the path to wholeness, to be able to reclaim all parts and pieces and fragments of ourselves. Remain within the sea of tranquility, the mind of equanimity, that tranquil, calm space for as long as you like. I'm going to go ahead and do some healing work for you, some balancing work. I'd like you to stay in the energy as long as you'd like, and there will be some silent transmissions that follow. Thank you and aloha.